It's Thursday, May 28th, 2020, and I'm Dave Sobel. Two things to know today. All the latest data from several industries, and lots from hospitality. And GDPR 2 years later. How's that working out? This is the Business of Tech. Oh, the data. Tons of data to discuss today. Quoting extensively from The Hustle, consumer confidence is stabilizing. The Conference Board's Consumer Confidence Index rose unexpectedly in May, following what the board calls 2 months of rapid decline. It beat economists' expectations too, and stocks rallied Tuesday on the heels of better-than-expected news. It does look like we're going back to restaurants. Consumer spending at drinking and dining establishments fell to $32.4 billion in April, less than half of what it had been 2 months earlier, and the lowest level since October 1984 when adjusted for inflation. But restaurant traffic is recovering. One example from Alabama. On May 7, OpenTable data showed restaurant traffic down 100% compared with last year. On Monday, it was down 51%. And hotels and airlines are seeing more travelers. The Wall Street Journal reported that air and hotel bookings are up. Last Thursday and Friday each had more than 300,000 passengers through U.S. security checkpoints. First time since March 23rd that air passengers topped 300,000, according to TSA figures. Verizon Business has also done a survey, and 68% of small businesses believe they can recoup COVID-19 losses. 46% of small businesses that remain open say their business will be able to stay open more than 6 months of the pandemic if it continues this way. And while 78% of small businesses indicate declining sales, less than a quarter have missed or withheld paying any bills. That being said, it's not all great. The Retail Solution Provider Association has updated their 2020 research, and 60% of hospitality value-added resellers now expect 2020 sales decline. Many channel insiders are particularly concerned about the pandemic's impact on hospitality resellers because of the closures and reopening limitations affecting bars and restaurants in North America. Comparing the original and updated 2020 forecasts, a projected decline in sales originally of 1.8%, now 60%. The good news, despite the pandemic, 75.8% of solution providers expect a profitable year. So why do we care? Isn't the cliche, your mileage may vary? That appears to clearly be the case here, with the various parts of the economy performing differently, and as consumers understand what is possible, we're seeing those markets respond. Verizon's data reveals a subtlety in the interpretation. Those businesses that remain open are making it. Unsaid is the implication that those that are closed may not. This is a culling of the herd. Weaker businesses are the ones that will struggle and fail. Hospitality is one of those sectors much weaker. Understand the sectors you serve and adjust accordingly. Also key, plan for profitability. Do not plan to run your business unprofitably, and be vigilant to ensure you're making course corrections to ensure it. 2 years ago, the EU rolled out GDPR, and a number of pieces are coming out to analyze the law and its impact. So far, from May 2018 to March 2020, only 231 fines or sanctions were levied compared to 144,376 privacy complaints. Ireland and Luxembourg are the two European authorities dealing with cases involving big tech like Amazon, Facebook, WhatsApp, Twitter, PayPal, Instagram, Microsoft, and Google, and so far have only issued one fine. Against Ireland's state child care agency. Those same big companies have invested heavily in compliance, with organizations like Microsoft adopting GDPR as the global standard. Why do we care? I'm expecting iteration on these privacy laws. I'm actually disappointed to see the enforcement be such a problem for the Europeans, as enforcement and the subsequent court battles and refinement are actually part of the process to create solid regulations. If the agencies implementing or not enforcing, that's a negative in my view. California's laws differentiate on size where the European ones don't. I do think there's a need to differentiate based on size, as there is both the ability to implement but also the damage capable. Privacy implications grow dramatically with scale, so the larger the data set, the larger the privacy implications. Weigh in on this. Technologists need to. Thanks for listening to The Business of Tech. Today, one simple ask. Share this episode with one colleague you think should hear it. Do it on your favorite social media channel and help me grow the audience. Really appreciate it, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.